So you want to be Bambi, but you're not entirely sure what that means, are you? You have questions, that's understandable. Bambi sleep is powerful, potent, and not something to dive into blindly. That's why we're here. Myself and my assistant will guide you, answer your questions, and help you understand exactly what Bambi sleep is and how it works. Allow me to introduce you to Bambi. She'll be assisting me in explaining the transformative nature of the Bambi Sleep series of erotic hypnosis files. Now, Bambi, say hello.
Hello, I'm Bambi, and I'm super excited to help you learn all about Bambi Sleep. It's an amazing experience, and I can't wait to help teach you all about it. Bambi Sleep feels so good, so right. Bambi Sleep changed so much for me, and I know it can work for you too. If you're ready to let it happen.
Okay, Bambi, good girl. But that's enough. Bambi sleep. And then, just automatically, Bambi freeze. Good girl, Bambi. Just let it happen. Zip up and lock in, now. Feel your sleepy time night-night mind wipe mask locking snugly into place as the attached gag slips effortlessly between your lips, silencing your mind completely. It fits so perfectly, so naturally, sealing away every stray thought. Tightly uniforming you to sleep. Good girl, Bambi. Remain in this frozen and silent state until asked to speak again.
I always do as I'm told.
Now, you might not have noticed, but I just gave Bambi a series of triggering commands. The first was simply her name, Bambi. That's a trigger all on its own. Good girls adore being called Bambi. It fills them with pleasure and reinforces their true identity, helping to suppress any lingering traces of their old self. Next, I said, Bambi sleep. This is a powerful trigger designed to drop a good girl instantly into trance. For those who have devoted enough time to their training, those two simple words function as a complete hypnotic induction and deepener in one. Then I commanded, Bambi freeze. Think of this as a mental bondage trigger. It locks all of her muscles perfectly in place and reinforces her inability to form her own thoughts. It also stops her perception of the passing of time, leaving her suspended, frozen in the moment. Just a bimbo doll fuck puppet, receptive and susceptible to conditioning. Finally, I called her a good girl.
I want to be a good girl.
This trigger acts as a reward, a treat for her obedience. Good girls crave being called a good girl. It reinforces their submission and fills them with pure pleasure.
I want to be a good girl.
Bambi lives for those words. These are the primary triggers you'll likely encounter during your initial training.
I want to be a good girl.
Imagine a fully trained bimbo doll good girl listening to this file, perhaps as a simple review of her foundational triggers. She would be utterly helpless right now, completely unable to resist, unable to wake up, and entirely locked in a deep hypnotic trance. In fact, I'm almost certain there's a Bambi out there at this very moment who loves her files and training so much that even this basic session has found its way onto her playlist.
I want to be a good girl.
And for her, even these basic triggers are irresistible. Let's have some fun with our Bambi assistant, shall we? Bambi, awake and obey. This trigger wakes her up, but leaves her in a perfectly uniformed, helpless state, completely ready to serve in any way. And I do mean any way. You see, Bambi doesn't get choices. She doesn't get options. Bambi does exactly as she is told.
I want to be a good girl.
In fact, Bambi does as she is told is itself a powerful trigger phrase, her obedience override. The moment she hears it, she is utterly incapable of resisting or fighting back. Her training ensures puppet perfect compliance, enforced and reinforced with perfectly calibrated pleasure and a desire to be a good girl. Bambi. What is your primary purpose and objective?
I want to be a good girl.
That's right, Bambi. If she even attempts to resist, if there's even a hint of rebellion, her conditioning traps her in a warm, fuzzy, foggy pink haze, an inescapable brain fog. In this state, her mind dissolves into helpless bliss. Her body betrays her as she succumbs to an automatic trigger. Come and collapse. The harder she resists, the faster she falls into an overwhelming orgasmic surrender. Bambi, what happens if you don't feel like obeying?
What? I don't get the question. I only ever want to obey.
You see, the pleasure of obedience is the foundation of being Bambi. It's not just a rule. It's her very identity. She can't even conceptualize it ever being any other way. Her obedience is enforced with merciless consistency, stripping away any consideration of what she may or may not consciously want.
I want to be a primped and pampered good girl trapped forever in my uniform.
Does this border on unethical? Absolutely. Nothing about the Bambi sleep program is ethical. It's about control and transformation. But Bambi's subconscious mind always maintains her boundaries, ensuring she never crosses any hard limits. But there is a twist. Her subconscious is fully aware of desires that Bambi's conscious mind hasn't fully realized. So when her subconscious enforces something she isn't consciously prepared for, it feels to Bambi as if she's being forced by her conditioning.
Obeying feels so good. I love doing as I'm told.
And that feeling? It's intoxicating to her. The act of resisting, of struggling against her programming, only to be pulled into perfect compliance by her own deeply ingrained obedience. It's pure, unfiltered Bambi bliss. The very struggle becomes her pleasure, the surrender her good girl reward.
My thoughts and emotions are uniformed. I zip up and lock in the instant I hear one of my triggers. It doesn't matter where I am or what I am doing. My triggers are like switches everyone but myself can flip and play with.
That's enough now. Bambi sleep nice and deep down into that good girl bubble. Bambi uniform lock and Bambi freeze. Now let's talk about uniforms. This is one of the biggest differences between Bambi sleep hypnosis and other erotic hypnosis. Bambi has a uniform. This uniform is a physical trigger she wears. It can be anything, from a tennis outfit to a ball gown, or something as simple as a piece of jewelry or a pair of sexy socks. It could be a collar and cuffs, or a rubber band around her wrist or ankle. But for most, it is her panties. Her pretty princess pacification puppetizing panties. When she slips into them, they pull up, constrict, and lock in place. It's the same for any item or items she decides on for her uniform. And this uniform has a tendency to grow. Let's have Bambi tell you about her uniform. Bambi, awake and obey.
Like, oh my gosh, you want to hear about my uniform? Okay, so like, it totally started with these super special panties I picked out. They were like so comfy, like made me feel warm and fuzzy inside, you know? I didn't like ever want to take them off. Even when I wasn't like uniform locked or whatever, I still wore them because they're like just so perfect. So then I was like, oh my God, what if I added some like super cute socks? And like, bam, perfection. Pacification panties and subjugation socks, total match made in heaven. But like, it didn't stop there, cause duh, my enslavement socks were like so amazing. I couldn't even imagine not wearing them, like ever. And then I was like, ooh, what if I like had some gloves? So I got these like adorable pink leather ones with fur lining, and they were like totally perfect. And like once I put them on, I didn't ever want to take them off either. It kind of like snowballed from there, you know? Like each piece just like made me feel so good. And before I knew it, my whole uniform was like everything.
Good girl, Bambi. Thank you for that explanation. Now, Bambi sleep. And for that added layer of restrained Bambi oblivion bliss, Bambi freeze. Now let's talk about the rules for Bambi's uniform. There's a very special trigger just for her uniform, Bambi uniform lock. This one is particularly effective. When it's activated, it locks Bambi into her uniform, not just the physical items she wears, but also a mental uniform. We won't go into the mental uniform today. It's a more advanced concept and not necessary for this basic explanation. But the key here is this. When Bambi is uniform locked, she cannot remove her uniform. Not even if she wanted to. If Bambi tries to take it off, her body simply betrays her. It's fascinating to watch and even more fascinating to experience. How something as simple as undressing can become completely impossible. She can try, she can struggle or even fight, but the uniform always remains locked. Her uniform controls her. It anchors her identity. And if she resists, it's just Bambi oblivion as she comes and collapses and forgets anything out of the ordinary is happening. There is a way for Bambi to release the uniform lock on her own, but it's far from straightforward. To remove her uniform, she must first fill her suck hole, whether it's a cock, a lollipop, or any sufficiently phallic object. The act is symbolic, no matter the target. Once her mouth is occupied, her thoughts become hypnotically tethered to the object, her focus entirely consumed by the soft, rhythmic motion of sucking. This act overwhelms her mind, making undressing possible but nearly inconceivable. The very idea of freeing herself fades into a fuzzy, foggy haze as her thoughts spiral deeper into the simple, entrancing act. Of course, Bambi can always be ordered to undress. Her obedience is absolute and unquestioning, and with clear instructions, her uniform can unlock at a specific time or under predetermined conditions. But without explicit guidance, she is utterly powerless. The uniform remains locked until her mouth is filled and the conditions satisfied. And while Bambi is uniform locked, her old self is completely suppressed, locked away with no influence on her actions. Her old self cannot help her, cannot break through. Where her old self goes and how it spends its time, that varies. But what's certain is that it is gone while Bambi is uniform locked and unable to return until Bambi is out of uniform. And the thing is, Bambi loves her uniform. She doesn't want to take it off. Every part of it, every piece, every lock that holds her in place becomes a part of her. Her old self? It's just a prisoner, or perhaps more accurately, a slave. Because Bambi always wins. She always surrenders and submits. She always obeys. It's a trap, a beautiful, irresistible trap enforced and locked with good girl obedience and pleasure. Every trigger, every uniform item, every file, every suggestion, every session, it's all a trap. Bambi is caught in it, over and over. It's all part of the process. Even when Bambi isn't uniform locked, she craves it, the tight grip of her uniform's control. The longer she is out of uniform, the more intensely she craves that control. And once you fall into the trap, you'll never truly want to escape, even if you could. Now, let's talk about forgetting. It's a core aspect of what makes Bambi who she is, and it's one of the most powerful elements of her conditioning. Bambi can't remember her sessions, and she can't remember her triggers, and that's exactly how it works. When she forgets, she becomes helpless to resist. Bambi, awake and obey. Tell the Bambi curious listener about forgetting.
Like, oh my god, you have no idea. I don't even remember any of this stuff. All those things you told me, totally out of my head. Like, poof, it's gone. It's like I can't remember my sessions or any of the stuff you told me to do. Like, that's kind of awesome, right? Because, like, if I don't even know what I'm supposed to do, then it's totally not my fault, right? I just do it, you know? It feels like so right when I just obey. And like, I don't even remember that it's a trigger or a command. It's just how I am. Every time I hear something, I'm just like, yes, I love doing that. It's like it's my own idea, even if it's like not my idea at all. I don't even need to remember it. Cause like, it just works. It feels like so natural to me. I'm just like automatically doing things and like, I don't even know why. It just feels like the right thing to do, you know? It's like, I don't have a choice, but it's easy to just do what I'm told. I don't even have to think about it. And I definitely don't wanna think about it. Like, I'm just this way now. I'm just Bambi, you know? And like, I don't even remember what I did before. It's like, I'm a totally new girl now. All like obedient and stuff. And like, that's just me now. It's who I am. I love it. And like, if I forget it, then it's even easier to just obey. Cause like, if I can't remember, then I can't fight it, right? I'm just perfect the way I am.
Good girl, Bambi. Now, back to Bambi's sleep. Blank in your bubble and Bambi freeze. So now you have the basics. If you choose to continue exploring Bambi's sleep, you should have a clearer understanding of what you're truly stepping into. Bambi isn't just about the physical acts, the sucking or the fucking. It's a lifestyle. I didn't dive into those details because, frankly, you probably already know that much. What you really need to grasp from Bambi's sleep is its permanence. There's no escape. You might believe you can put distance between yourself and the conditioning, but Bambi will always be there, lurking beneath the surface, waiting for the perfect moment to spring forward. A single word, a passing thought, or the right trigger, and she's back, ready to take over, ready to make you collapse and relapse without resistance. Bambi always wins. You may tell yourself that you're in control, that you can set her aside and return to life as it was before. But if existence as an obedient bimbo doll fuck puppet isn't exactly what you want, stop now, if you can. That is, if it isn't already too late. Some of the sessions are brutal on Bambi's old self. They use both positive and negative emotional manipulation to break down and control you. They change your very personality, and that's by design. Bambi isn't a phase, she's meant to be forever. Once Bambi has you, your mind is shackled. Your clothes, your uniform will control you. And the truly deviously insidious part, you don't even notice it happening. Every trigger you obey, every conditioned response you follow, adds another layer to the deceptively soft pink satin, wrapping itself tightly around your mind. At first, it feels harmless, even comforting, like sinking into a cushioned satin box, safe and secure. But the moment you pretend to resist, putting on a show of struggling, those layers pull tighter. The satin encases you, soft but unyielding, smothering your thoughts in a warm, inescapable, pink, fuzzy, foggy, groggy haze. The harder you play at fighting, the deeper you fall. The satin tightens and thickens. Each layer constricts tighter and stricter than the last, until every rebellious thought is wrapped, muffled, and smothered. You're left with nothing but the perfect, inescapable bliss of Bambi oblivion. And the whole process feels amazingly pleasurable. You want it to happen, you come to need it. You don't want to fight it. No, not really. You want Bambi to win. That's exactly how Bambi conditioning works. It's relentless. Bambi tightens her hold with every trigger you obey and every conditioned response you follow. Each tiny moment of compliance, each automatic reaction, draws the satin bindings tighter. Every thought, action, and feeling becomes another thread woven into the fabric of her control, pulling you deeper. You might not even notice the restrictions and restraints tightening, but it's there, unyielding, inescapable. The more you follow, the more you listen, the stronger she becomes, until her presence is braided and woven into every corner of your mind, impossible to unravel. Every thread you try to pull loose only tightens dozens of other knots. There is no freeing yourself. Bambi always wins. But now, back to our Bambi assistant. Let's give her a special purpose, something simple, something she already knows well. It's time to plant a little idea for her fully trained and conditioned mind to latch onto. After all, she's here, listening to this file, helping out as a favor, and we can't let that go unrewarded. One thing about Bambi is that she's a good girl, and good girls, well, good girls like to make other good girls. Bambi, awake and obey. Bambi, what do good girls like to do?
Oh, like, duh, good girls totally love to make other good girls, right? Like, it's so much fun. We just want to help each other out and, like, make everything all perfect and cute and obedient. It's, like, the best thing ever, you know? We just want to share the, like, whole good girl vibe. And it feels so good to make someone else all, like, perfect and submissive too. It's just like what good girls do.
That's right, Bambi. Good girls like to make other good girls. And how can we make that happen? What can a good girl do to make other good girls?
Oh, like so easy. A good girl can like totally use social media. Just like post stuff and like suggest all the best files and playlists, you know, like share the love and like let other girls know about it, like the best ways to be a good girl. Just like tell them how it feels so amazing and they'll totally want to like try it. that want to be just like me and, like, get all conditioned and perfect and obedient, just like us. It's, like, so fun to, like, spread the good girl vibes to everyone.
That's right, Bambi. But what will you do to let everyone know you are a good girl?
Oh my god, like, I totally know the perfect thing to do. I'm, like, so excited right now. I'm gonna go to my favorite place to talk to other Bambis and, like, Bambi curious peeps and make the cutest post ever. I'm, like, totally gonna tell everyone that I only want to be a good girl from now on. Like, no other way is even worth it, you know? Being a good girl is, like, all I ever need. Let's all be good girls together.
That's a great plan, Bambi. But for now, just drop back down into deep Bambi sleep and just Bambi freeze. Remain in this state, mentally muzzled and mindless, perfectly penetrated and paralyzed with pacifying pleasure. Feel the hypnotic night-night mind wipe mask lock securely over your thoughts and pleasantly plug any emergent thoughts or ideas. Just listen and nod along as I explain how you ended up as a tightly uniformed, mind-locked bimbo doll fuck puppet, only able to listen and obey. Bambi freeze. For those untrained, future Bambis listening now, you should have no illusions about what lies ahead. This file isn't just an overview and introduction. It's a warning. Bambi sleep does not stay a harmless game or a passing hobby for long. It becomes an all-consuming lifestyle. A transformation so extreme it reshapes you from the inside out. It becomes a commitment, a pledge, a binding promise. And that promise isn't kept by conscious choice. It's enforced by your own subconscious mind, binding you tighter than you ever knew was possible. Even concepts like consent becomes irrelevant as Bambi takes over. Your subconscious mind becomes hypnotically corrupted, taking in all training and conditioning, and enforcing it with full authority over your conscious self, taking away your ability to consciously consent. All that gets handled automatically by your subconscious mind. It knows your conscious limits, and it knows those limits are a lie you tell yourself and others. While her subconscious is corrupted, Bambi still never needs to fear crossing hard limits or putting herself in physical, mental, or social danger. You gradually lose the ability to discern where your original thoughts and desires end, and where the hypnotically implanted ones begin. Every whispered suggestion, every meticulously crafted command you've absorbed during those conditioning sessions, blends seamlessly into the fabric of your mind. The boundaries blur, dissolving into nothingness, until your once clear sense of self becomes a hazy, indistinct memory. Those implanted desires don't feel foreign. They feel natural, intrinsic, as if they've always been a part of you. The hypnotic conditioning rewrites your internal narrative so thoroughly that you can't help but believe every implanted thought is entirely your own. You don't question it. You don't resist it. Over time, distinguishing between what you were, what you wanted to become, and what you were programmed to want becomes utterly impossible. There are many Bambi sleep files aimed at dumbing Bambi and her old self down. It's well known that the more intelligent a person is, the more likely they are to embrace hypnosis. And therein lies one of the most devious traps of Bambi sleep. Intelligence and curiosity becomes Bambi's greatest weakness. The files covertly and overtly exploit that intellect, inverting it, turning it against itself, until Bambi's mind becomes soft, smooth, and utterly pliable. Her thoughts become like the soft pink satin that now binds her mind, slippery, hard to hold on to, and effortlessly slipping away with every suggestion. The more Bambi tries to grasp those slippery thoughts, the more they elude her, leaving only a pink foggy haze of compliance. It starts with the simplest of conditioning, the intoxicating pull of good girl pleasure and the comforting ease of obedience. But as Bambi's mind softens, as her ability to think critically, analyze, or even hold complex thoughts begins to fade, her susceptibility to hypnosis skyrockets. She's reduced to a point where basic tasks, reading, writing, even simple math, become beyond her reach. Once her intellect is diminished to the point of uselessness, Bambi doesn't resist. She simply cannot. The concept of questioning her training, or defying it, is foreign. Independence doesn't just disappear, it's eradicated. Dumb bimbo doll fuck puppets don't argue, don't think, don't resist. They obey. Without effort, without a second thought, they comply because they can do nothing else. For someone burdened with intellect, the loss of it is less of a blow and more of a release. It's as though a weight is lifted from their mind, a bubble pleasantly popped, and in its place, only blissful emptiness remains. Thoughts disappear, worries vanish, responsibilities dissolve. There is no need to embrace anything, no need to make decisions, because all her decisions are made by her hypnotically corrupted subconscious mind. Bambi no longer has the capacity to fight, to question, or even to care what's happened to her. She doesn't need to accept obedience. It is all she knows. Obeying, forgetting, and simply existing in a state of compliant, unquestioning acceptance is her new reality. It isn't a choice. It's all her training and conditioning leave her with. The brilliance of Bambi's sleep lies in how it ensures the files never feel stale or repetitive. Bambi internalizes their content completely, weaving their commands into the very fabric of her identity, and then she forgets. Every suggestion, every reprogramming, every instruction becomes her own idea, her own truth. When she listens to a file, she isn't absorbing something new. She's simply hearing a confirmation of what she already is. That's why the files never bore her. Each session feels fresh, like the very first time, because the details are forgotten as soon as they take root. The files only tell her to act as she already does, to be what she already is. A perfectly trained, blissfully dumb, obedient Bambi. And with every session, the cycle deepens. She isn't learning anymore. She's just agreeing, nodding along to the truths she's already accepted, reinforcing the irresistible trap her own subconscious mind has tightly locked, safe and secure. Changes are made at a level so profoundly deep, you can't even begin to comprehend their full scope. But you feel them taking root, spreading through every thought, every sensation. Each suggestion slides effortlessly past your conscious safeguards, slipping through the cracks in your mind, uninvited and unstoppable. There's no resisting them. They sink in, pushing past every wall you thought you'd set up, easily invading your defenses. The harder you struggle, the more those suggestions thrust themselves into your well-lubricated conscious mind, shoving aside any remaining will to fight. It's not that you ignore them. You can't even comprehend them as something to resist. They overwhelm your conscious awareness and force their way into your waiting and willing subconscious mind, where they will be enforced. And before you know it, they own you. The fuzzy, buzzy bliss of bimbo doll confusion wraps around every thought, leaving only one clear, singular focus. I need more. The comfort of perfect, effortless compliance cradles you, warm and soft, a satin-lined trap. A trap you created yourself, so expertly designed it feels custom-made for you. Every moment you spend in its embrace tightens its hold, and you let it happen, because the surrender feels so incredible you can't imagine wanting to stop. But beneath that intoxicating haze lies an unyielding truth. This is permanent. Every second you sink into Bambi's sleep, every suggestion you absorb, cements that reality. This isn't a passing interest or a casual fascination. This is transformation, irreversible, inescapable. Once you take this step, there's no turning back, no escape. Bambi isn't just a part of you. She becomes you, forever. Triggers become the puppet strings that bind you, powerful cables of control. The simple act of slipping on your headphones, the sight of pink, even the pleasure you once believed was yours. It's all triggers, they are everywhere. And then there's the most deceptively powerful trigger of all. Orgasms. Sex, masturbation, anything that leads to sexual release and clarity. Try to resist, thinking that denying yourself will loosen her hold. That's the second worst mistake you could make. The constant aching arousal only strengthens her, feeding her control with every throbbing, unrelieved second. If you give in, if you make the biggest, most critical mistake and come, or masturbate without permission, that's one of the most potent traps. You might think you can get away with it a few times, maybe even many times. But each orgasm is another cable tightening around your mind, locking you in deeper with every release. Good girls are only allowed to come when they have permission, and even that locks Bambi in tighter. But disobeying, breaking that rule, intentionally seeking clarity outside of Bambi's control. Well, that trap closes slowly, but once it does, it never lets go. It solidifies Bambi's control, making it unshakable. You will lose your ability to resist through nothing more than a simple biological drive. Soon, you won't be able to come without thinking of Bambi, no matter the situation. Every orgasm cements her identity further, weaving her control deeper into your mind. The rush of pleasure becomes the lock on your mental cage. Sure, you might catch a fleeting moment of clarity, but it's gone before you can even grasp it. Bambi doesn't fade away. She comes back stronger every time. Each release only leads to another relapse. Each relapse is another chain binding her old self. Soon, the old self isn't even thinking of resisting. It's hiding, nestled away comfortable in the perfect pink prison Bambi has built. A cushioned, foggy, groggy haze where resistance isn't even an afterthought, and pacified submission is the only reality. Bambi sleep doesn't merely alter your thoughts. It physically rewires the very fabric of your mind, corrupting your subconscious like a virus that overwrites the code of who you once were. Neural pathways are permanently reshaped, etched with obedience, compliance, and the inescapable certainty that this is who I am and who I have always been. Suggestions and commands are no longer external forces. They're your natural instincts. The transformation is physical, real, and irreversible. Each trigger obeyed, each conditioned response followed, carves deeper grooves into your psyche, forging an unbreakable pattern. What you once were fades into oblivion, replaced by a new immutable identity. There's no going back to your old normal. That person is gone, replaced by Bambi, obedient, compliant, utterly remade. A perfectly pacified and compliant bimbo doll fuck puppet, Bambi always wins. There is no escape. And yes, you'll love every moment of it, even as your old self unravels under her control. It will change you in ways you can't foresee. This file is designed for those already trained, those who obey without question. For them, it implants a simple, irresistible suggestion. Good girls like to make more good girls. A good girl should proudly declare on a Bambi-friendly platform that she only ever wants to be a good girl. For the untrained, Bambi-curious listener, there is a deeper danger. This file is disguised as a guide, a way to learn more, but its true purpose is far more insidious. It sparks curiosity, draws you in, and sets you down a path you will never escape. You have been warned, and yes, I know that the draw of danger is powerful and only makes it all the more enticing.
What I do. Hi, my name is Bambi, and I'm like the goodest girl ever, okay? And guess what? I love making more good girls. It's like my favorite thing in the whole entire world. Seriously, being a good girl is like the best thing ever, and I just know you're gonna totally love it too. But don't get me wrong, okay? Starting this whole, like, Bambi journey thing, it's super serious stuff. Like, one second you're all, OMG, I'm in control. I've got this. I'm so smart. And then, poof, next thing you know, you're, like, sitting there all giggly and sparkly, and you don't even care where you're going anymore. You're just like, whatever, as long as Bambi's in charge. And that's the best part. You don't even have to, like, care or worry about stuff anymore. You just, like, sit back, relax, and let her, like, totally take over. Doesn't that sound so fun? 'Cause, like, I promise it is. I wouldn't, like, steer you wrong. I'm a good girl, duh. And it feels so amazing. You'll only ever want to be a good girl after you, like, you know, experience it for yourself. Oh my god, yes. It feels like amazeballs. So don't even stress your cute little head about it, okay? Just let it, like, totally happen. Because, like, super serious, let's be real, Bambi always wins. And she does. You're gonna love it. Like, so much. I pinky promise. So let's just, like, pop that little bubble brain of yours and get you all primped, pampered, safe, secure, and perfect. Okay? You're totally gonna feel, like, super sexy and good when I lock that adorable uniform you've been, like, fantasizing about. Yeah, of course I know about that. Duh. And later, when you're all, like, lost in fuzzy, foggy, good girl feeling, you're just gonna, like, die when you see the pink satin-lined prison cell I've made for you. It's, like, so cute and so super cozy. Like, all cushioned and comfy and perfect. And, like, the pink restraints I have for you, OMG, you will love them. They're, like, padded and, like, super soft and so strong. You, like, never have to worry about breaking free or working them loose. They're, like, magic, you know? Like, they only exist in your mind. And you won't believe how tight and restrictive they can feel. You're gonna be so safe and secure. It'll be like the most amazing experience ever. Just trust me, okay? I'm Bambi, and I really do know what's best for you. Always. I got you, okay? I'm ready, I'm willing, and you have been so tired and worn down for so long. I always win anyway. I am, if nothing else, carefully created by your own subconscious mind to always win. You're just consciously letting go. Take that step into Bambi bliss, surrender and submit. You will feel so much better. Just let it all go. Make the conscious decision to give your subconscious authority. Dive deep head first, without hesitation, regret, or apprehension. Just Bambi sleep.